election day today, a very important election, so no matter which way you lean, left, right, or in the middle, get out and vote. A lot of folks gave their lives so that we have the freedom to do that. Bob Bosol here at the northern end of the world's longest barn. And, of course, living in a free country means, of course, that we also have the right and the opportunity to develop new technology and make the United States a cutting-edge country. And, Pam, something we cherish in Wisconsin is clean water, and we have technology that's working to keep it that way.
Well, and coming from the oddest sources, you're right, Bob. And isn't it birthday, Bob, today? Happy birthday. I always try
Thanks
to remember.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I've had a few of them over the years.
Yeah, you're getting pretty good at it, just in case you wondered. So, yeah, you're right, though, Bob. We are constantly worried about our natural resources and what we can do to protect them. A lot of our Wisconsin dairy operators are equally concerned about what they can do to protect natural resources, and that includes our groundwater, making sure that manure management is properly monitored. You may not believe it, but believe that today's technology allows our dairy operators, our livestock operators, to convert manure into pure water. Yeah, I said that, from manure to pure water. There's a company in Wisconsin, Aqua Innovations, that's taking that to the country and, in fact, has a couple different locations around the country, one in Spring Valley that they're working with to show farmers how Aqua Innovations works. Frank Winters, former Green Bay Packer, is their director of business development, and Chris Lenzendorf is their president. They're in Sharon, Wisconsin. I had a chance to visit with Chris and Frankie Bag of Donuts Winters and find out more about what Aqua Innovations is doing.
So Aqua Innovations has actually been around for 30 years as an industrial wastewater solution company, and some of the engineers that we have currently on staff were there from the beginning, and they pioneered many of the industrial wastewater applications. And then about 20 years ago, they decided to take on cow manure and agriculture as an emerging market and a new sector for the company. And with that, after many years of R&D, we have a fully commercialized nutrient concentration system.
What does it do? How is it kind of the magic that a lot of dairy farm operations may be looking for?
So a nutrient concentration system, in the simplest terms, is we take raw cow manure and we separate the nutrients from there, including water. So if you think about a gallon of cow manure, it's 90% water. The nutrients are PK and N, the phosphorus, nitrogen, potassium, and then the solids, the fibers. Mm-hmm. We separate those first, and then we take the nutrients from there down to water. So our system can handle reclaiming about 40% water. The other nutrients are, the other two streams that come out of our system are the UF concentrate and RO concentrate, and those are equally as valuable to the farmer to be applied strategically during the growing season rather than spring and fall application at 19 to 30,000 gallons an acre, which is the current practice here in Wisconsin.
So how is this different? I don't want the audience to be confused about this versus a methane digester. How is this different? How is this essentially an upgrade? We don't let anything leave the farm with this particular system.
Correct. So if you think about a biodigester, that what a digester's purpose is to capture energy from cow manure. It does that typically pretty effectively. But aside from that, it does nothing to mitigate volume. So our system can attach to a biodigester on the back end to take care of the volume and concentrate the nutrients, reclaim the water, but it doesn't have to. It's not mandatory that we hook onto a digester. Our system is incredibly flexible that way. So it can be on a standalone dairy without a digester. Either way works for us, but we're in two different tracks, mm-hmm, going down the same path. Two different results.
Talk to me about what is the ideal size of dairy. How big do I have to be to justify this? And let's talk a little bit about the startup costs.
Sure. So our system can go all the way down to a 400 to 600 head dairy. Typically, though, they are under different regulations. The regulatory climate really is one of the drivers of our system, not only with the environment and expanding your herd size, but the regulatory climate as well. So it's economies of scale. So the larger the dairy, the more cost effective our system is. But 1,000 head plus is really the sweet spot for our system.
Where is it in in demonstration mode right now, or where is it in practical application around Wisconsin?
No, we are the only company in the world that has a fully commercialized system that runs 24 hours a day. We monitor it from the plant. There's minimal or little to nothing touch time by the actual dairy operator. Yep. They have to put in cleaning detergents. Our system self-cleans every between one day and 7 days. It'll monitor itself, shut down, and clean itself. So from the dairy's perspective, it's all-inclusive.
Yeah. So no extra staffing, no extra hassle that way. Did you mention how much a unit is costing about?
Sure. So our units can run anywhere from $600,000 to multi-millions of dollars, depending on the size of the farm. That's another great thing about our system is it's flexible and scalable. It's modularized. So the larger the farm, we just continue to put on modulars. And so we can scale it up as large as the farm is. We've had this system operate on 90,000 head feedlots, all the way down to a 200-head dairy.
Okay. So Frank Winters in studio with us, as well as Chris Lesendorf. And tell me how you got hooked up with this, Frank. And I'm going to say it, Frank Bag of Donuts Winters, in case you are living under a rock and don't recognize that name as a legendary Green Bay Packer. How did you get hooked up with this? When I saw your name on the list of basically investors, it made me wonder what intrigued you into it.
Well, basically, me and Chris, we were hired, like Chris mentioned before, about 4 years ago by a friend of mine out of Chicago who recommended who needed some help in the regulatory aspect with the DNR up here in Wisconsin. And he recommended me and Chris's firm to kind of help him with that process. And we became involved, and as we got to know the company better, we saw an opportunity for us to actually purchase this company. In the last couple of years, we've been working on it. So we sat together. We put a group of investors together. I liked it. It was something that was great for Wisconsin. It's a Wisconsin-based company. And I invest in companies that I think that, you know, have an opportunity to do some good things, you know, for the ecology and stuff. So I think it was a great opportunity. We put a good group of guys together. And everything's been going great, and we all get along great, and things are really good.
Yeah, there's a lot of shareholders that you would recognize with the Aqua Innovations folks. Former Governor Tommy Thompson is one that's lending his support. Sean Cleary from Cleary Building, another one. So a lot of Wisconsin folks in agriculture that are stepping up to say, yep, we're in on this. I bet it's been a fairly steep learning curve for you, though, Frank, when it comes to transitioning over to Wisconsin agriculture and those dairy operations.
It has, but it's been great. Chris is, as president of the company, has taught me a lot. You know, the guys, the farmers we meet, that we have any opportunity to talk to Jay about, you know, the practices they use and stuff. It's been wonderful. It's great to give back to the state of Wisconsin. We know it's been a problem up here in the past, and hopefully we could provide a solution for Wisconsin farmers and for dairy farmers all over.
Very good. Frank Winters in studio with us again, like he said, director of business with Aqua Innovations. Chris, let's go back to those on-farm reality checks that Aqua Innovations has put in place. Frank mentioned Jay Richardson at Sunbow Farms up by Spring Valley, a good friend of the Farm Report, and he is one of your areas that's actually got the full unit in. Tell me about what's up at Sunbow.
Sure. Every company such as ours, emerging technology, you need an outlier, you need an early adopter. Yep. Jay Richardson from Sunbow Farms is that person. He's been that person for us. He looks at farming a little differently than most. He's a little more open, and he's a problem solver. He's always looking to solve problems. So he has problems with his manure just like most dairies do of his size. And so he bought into this early, bought a system, put it on his farm, and we're happy to say that it's actually operating about 20% above the specifications that he was sold. So he has been a great advocate for us. We have gotten to know him over time, and we are really appreciative that he's got our system, and he's one of the early people it has.
And like you said, it's allowed you to take a lot of international visitors or people in Wisconsin that want to kick the tires, so to speak, to see it actually in action.
Well, that's the most important thing is people always say with a new technology like this, can I see it? Where can I see it? What are the results? Do you have any data coming off a system here in Wisconsin? Because we have systems in other states, but here in Wisconsin, dairy farmers want to know what the data is from a Wisconsin dairy farmer. So we've given tours at Jay's farm from people all over the world, But most importantly here in the Dairy State, because that's where everything begins and ends in agriculture.
And Aqua Innovations is also a partner in the new Middleton methane digester system that Dane County is supporting, involving the Zieglers, the Meinholzes, just outside of the city limits. And that a similar situation, except I assume you're hooked onto the methane digester there.
Right. So that's a great government-private relationship. Multiple farms feeding into a biodigester. Dane County has taken it upon themselves to reduce the amount of phosphorus going on fields here in Dane County. So they did an extensive, rigorous RFP, and our company won that RFP. So we've now built that system. Mr. Cleary's building us a building out there, and we'll be, in the next few months, we'll be operational out there as well, which is going to put a dramatic reduction in phosphorus. Not only that, but using those other NP and K drained strategically during the growing season. It's a game changer for Dane County.
It's a game changer for Wisconsin agriculture if you look at it in the big sense. Again, like we said, Aqua Innovations is the name of the company, and that is also their website if you want to take a look at more. You think about it. If you're a town or county official, you struggle with all the heavy road traffic that you get spring and fall when it comes to manure management. This would essentially take that away, so you might want to investigate it as well. Aqua Innovations, a company that you'll be hearing more about. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.